And we're back with Dr. McCray and Dr. Ankoli Israel answering your questions about sleep. And you have a lot of questions about sleep. So before we took our break, Dr. Ankoli Israel, you were going to tell us about melatonin. Is that? How does it work?
So melatonin is a hormone that we produce in our brains, which is secreted in darkness, which is usually when we're asleep. But it can also be bought over the counter. And a lot of people are using melatonin as a sleeping aid. It does work for some people. It doesn't work for everybody. Part of the problem is getting the right dose and the right timing. Many people are using way too high a dose. If you want to use it to help you fall asleep, the best approach is to try 3 to 5 milligrams about 30 minutes before bedtime. And if that dose is not working, then it's not the right treatment for you. With melatonin, less is better. So you don't want to double or triple the amount that you're taking.
So no chugging or whatever, you know, you take it. I guess I don't think you take chug. No chugging the melatonin. Okay.
No chugging the melatonin.
And what about CBD? I think a lot of people are hearing about it as a sleep aid. What can you tell us about that, Dr. Ankoli Israel?
So CBD is cannabidiol. It's an active ingredient in cannabis. And thank you, Zoe, for asking that question, because it is asked a lot. There are a lot of studies going on testing the effect of CBD on sleep, but at this point, we have no data. We don't know if it is effective or is not effective in treating insomnia. So we just have to wait for the science to help us with that answer.
We have a question along those lines. Laurel wants to know about, are there non-habit-forming sleep aids? Can we play that question? Here it is.
I know some people use Benadryl, melatonin, or marijuana to help with insomnia. Is there something to take that is effective, not habit-forming, and won't make me groggy in the morning?
Okay. Dr. Ankoli Israel, I guess you've been talking about the medications. Do you want to take that too?
Sure. Could you play John's question as well, because it's related to this? Or do you want me to just read it?
Sure. Yes, go ahead. Thanks. If you would.
So John asked...
She can read it. You have it? Do you have it in front of you?
I have it in front of me.
Okay, go ahead. Because I can't pronounce all those things anyway. So there you go.
Ibuprofen PM works for me, and my doctor is okay with that relatively small amount of NSAID consumption. But what about the diphenhydramine parts that put me to sleep? Any long-term worries about either building tolerance or having it build up in your system? And so I want to answer these two together for Laurel and John. We've already talked about the melatonin, so let's talk about the non-prescription drugs, which are what the other things are being referred to here. There are very few non-prescription drugs that won't make you groggy in the morning. The problem is we have no idea what is the right dose that is just the right amount to help you fall asleep, because we're using the side effect of the drug. Benadryl in particular is a problem, especially in older adults, and that's what you find in all the PM drugs. Again, people are trying to use the side effect of the Benadryl to help them fall asleep. But Benadryl, or diphenhydramine, which is what it really is, we know has drowsiness as a side effect. We know people use it for colds and for allergies, but you can't always get the right amount of that side effect to help you sleep. And these drugs can have...
I'm sorry, I told you we had a lot of questions, and hopefully you'll come back and help us more. And also dreams. That is Professor of Psychiatry Sonia Ankoli Israel and Professor of Psychiatry Christina McCray of the University of Missouri. Dr. Ankoli Israel is of the University of California, San Diego. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.